Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive. Ready to get our hands dirty with some seriously technical stuff.
Always up for a challenge.
Today, we're diving deep into something you probably see literally every single day.
But probably never.
Give a second thought to.
Yeah, give a second thought to. Exactly.
The parting line in injection molded products.
Oh, yeah, those parting lines.
So we've got a whole bunch of technical papers and excerpts here.
Oh, wow.
All about how optimizing this little detail,
field detail
that you don't even really notice,
yeah,
can have a massive impact on the quality and precision of everything. I mean, think about it. Your phone case,
yeah,
the dashboard in your car.
Pretty much any plastic product you can think of.
Exactly.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it. It's a bit like, you know how important it is to choose the right spot to hang a picture?
Okay, I like that.
The wrong placement can be super distracting, right? But the right one can make your whole wall look.
Yeah, it just all comes together. Perfect. Okay, so that's a great way to visualize it. But for anyone out there who maybe isn't, you know, an engineer, can you give us like a quick explanation? What exactly is a parting line when we're talking about injection molding?
Yeah, so basically it's the line that's formed where the two halves of an injection mold come together. So picture molten plastic being injected into this closed mold. And the parting line is that seam where the two halves meet. And then once the part cools down, the mold opens and voila, you've got your part and that line is still there.
So it's literally the line where the two sides of the object were well split.
It's like the dividing line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how that could be, you know, important, especially when we're talking about products that need to fit together really precisely.
Exactly. And that's just one example of why this whole parting line thing is so important. It's not just about how a product looks, right? It can also affect how well it works and how long it lasts.
Okay, so let's get into that. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Our sources here talk a lot about how mold design plays a key role. They even use a puzzle analogy, like the mold is a puzzle and you have to figure out where that parting line goes so that all the pieces fit together just right.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Mold design is really the foundation of everything. It all starts there. You have to carefully consider where that line goes and how it's shaped to make sure it doesn't mess things up.
So like if you're designing a phone case, you probably don't want the parting line right smack in the middle of the back.
Right. Exactly. You probably want to hide it on an edge or somewhere less noticeable.
Okay, so aesthetics matter.
Definitely. But then you also have to think about functionality. If you're designing something like a gear that needs to mesh with other parts, you can't let that parting line interfere with those critical surfaces.
Right, so it's like this balancing act between making it look good and making sure it actually works.
Exactly.
Our sources also mention using special features in the mold itself, like sliders and inclined tops. What are those all about?
Oh, those are super useful for keeping things accurate, especially when you're dealing with really complex shapes. Think about it. If you're molding a part with a side hole or a concave surface, if you use a slider, you can basically create a moving section in the mold. That way you can form those features accurately without creating a big step or a gap at the parting line.
That's like a little helper inside the mold.
Yeah, exactly.
Just making sure everything comes out right.
Right. But even with all these cool features, it all comes down to the accuracy of the mold itself.
Right. Because if the mold isn't precise, then...
And nothing else matters.
Yeah.
We're talking tiny measurements here, fractions of a millimeter. The two halves of that mold have to fit together perfectly, and that's where you need some serious high-tech manufacturing, like CNC machining.
Wow. So we're talking about plastic products, but there's a whole world of precision engineering going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. But a good mold is only half the battle.
Right. We still have to get that plastic into the mold and make the actual part. I'm guessing the injection molding process itself has a pretty big impact on that parting line.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One of our sources even compares it to tuning an instrument. Like, there's a lot of finesse involved.
That's a great analogy. You have to adjust all these different parameters just like a, you know, a musician would fine-tune their instrument.
You get that perfect sound.
Exactly. Things like injection pressure and speed and temperature. You even have to control how long that molten plastic is held under pressure in the mold.
Wow. So it's not just like pouring plastic into a mold and you're done. There's a real science to it.
Oh, yeah, a lot more to it than meets the eye. And each one of those things, those parameters, can affect that parting line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, for example, if you use too much injection pressure, you can end up with something called flash.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's basically when you have this excess material that squeezes out at the parting line.
Like a little bit of extra plastic.
Yeah, exactly. It creates this kind of unsightly bulge or seam.
Not very pretty.
No, not ideal. And then on the flip side, if you inject the plastic too quickly, it might not flow into all the little nooks and crannies of the mold.
Oh, so you get like gaps and air bubbles.
Yeah, you can get voids or weak points, and a lot of times those will show up right along the parting line.
Interesting. And I remember our sources talked about temperature too. Like they even had this baking analogy going on.
Oh, yeah, right. The plastic can't be too hot or too cold.
I'm like, if it's too hot, it might warp.
Exactly.
But if it's too cold, it might not set properly.
Exactly.
Does that also tie into the parting line somehow?
Definitely can. If the plastic cools unevenly, especially around that parting line, it can create stress inside the material.
Stress?
Yeah, like internal stress.
Okay.
And then down the road, that can make it more likely to crack or break.
That's actually kind of scary when you think about it. And we were talking about car parts and toys and,
Medical devices, even.
yeah, things that really need to hold up.
Yeah, it's serious business. And that's why it's so important to get it right, to optimize every step of the process. I mean,
From the very beginning.
yeah, from the mold design all the way to the injection molding itself. But even then, you're not done.
What do you mean? I thought once the part is molded, you're good to go.
Well, there's still post-processing.
Post-processing.
Yeah, it's basically like refining the final product,
Uh-oh.
taking care of any little imperfections that might be left over after molding. And the parting line is a big part of that.
So we're talking about like smoothing out rough edges or.
Yeah, exactly. Getting rid of any excess material, you can do it by trimming, sanding, polishing, even electroplating.
Electroplating.
Yeah,
Wow.
it really depends on the material and what kind of finish you want.
This reminds me of something I read in one of our sources.
Yeah.
They were saying that even tiny imperfections in the parting line can actually make the whole product weaker.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Especially in areas that have to deal with a lot of stress.
Like think about a hinge on a laptop.
Or the clasp on a phone case.
Yeah, those are high-stress areas.
Exactly. And if that parting line isn't perfect, it can be a weak point that leads to a crack or a break.
So by taking care of those imperfections during post-processing, you're basically making the product more durable.
Yeah, you're making sure it lasts longer.
Okay, so it's not just about aesthetics.
No, it's about quality and functionality too.
And it sounds like it all comes back to this idea of, attention to the detail,
Yeah.
making sure everything is done right at every stage of the process.
Absolutely. You can't cut corners. You got to think about the big picture.
It's like a chain reaction. Each link has to be strong.
Exactly.
So optimizing the parting line, it's not just a matter of, tweaking a couple of settings on a machine. It's a whole philosophy.
Yeah, a holistic approach. You got to start with a good design, then execute flawlessly every step of the way.
But I'm still wondering, I mean, if most people don't even notice the parting line, why does all this even matter?
That's a great question, and it gets to the heart of why we're having this whole conversation. I mean, we've been talking about how getting this parting line right can make products stronger and more durable, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn just how much of an impact something like this can have on their lives, everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something you think about until you've got a product that, breaks way too soon or just doesn't work the way it's supposed to.
Exactly. It's one of those things that's kind of hidden until it goes wrong. But if you've ever had something break or malfunction and you're like, what the heck? There's a chance a bad parting line could be to blame.
So you're saying something as small as a parting line could be the difference between a product that lasts for years and one that ends up in the trash after a few months.
Yeah, in some cases, absolutely. And it's not just about things breaking down either. Think about how annoying it is when you're trying to put together a piece of furniture and the parts don't line up right.
Yeah, I've been there.
Right. Or when you buy a new gadget and that seam is all rough and just looks bad. It's those little things that can really affect your experience.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
It's not just about, technical specs.
Yeah.
It's about making products that are well-designed, functional, and look good too.
Exactly. And I think one of the coolest things about this whole topic is that it shows how connected everything is in the design and manufacturing process. You can't just focus on one thing.
It's like a chain reaction.
Yes.
If one link is weak, the whole thing falls apart.
Exactly. So getting that parting line right, it's not just about tweaking a few settings on a machine. It's about having this whole mindset of quality from start to
A
finish.
philosophy.
Exactly.
So, what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away from this deep dive? What's the big takeaway?
I think the biggest thing is that even tiny details can make a huge difference in the quality and performance of the products we use every single day. And while most of us will never need to become experts in injection molding or parting lines, I hope this conversation has given you a new appreciation for the ingenuity and skill that goes into making the stuff we use all the time.
I know, I'll definitely never look at a plastic product the same way again. It's amazing to think about the journey it takes from someone's idea to a finished product in my hand.
It really is. There's always more to learn and discover and appreciate about the world around us.
This has been a fascinating look at something I honestly never would have thought twice about. Thanks so much for walking us through all the intricacies of parting lines.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, I encourage you to keep exploring. Take a closer look at the products you use and see if you can spot those parting lines. You might be surprised by what you find.
And who knows, maybe this will spark a whole new interest in design and manufacturing for you.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.